Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Matt Garland. My name is Matt Garland. NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson. Broker extraordinaire. License number 317576.
So welcome back to another episode of Rants and Gems. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, real estate broker extraordinaire, license number 317576.
So look, today's episode is dedicated to the best of the gems. You know, Rants and Gems is all about dropping gems, well, rants and gems, but today we're going to go with some of the best gems that we had on our show in season one.
We've had some certified gem droppers on
Absolutely.
I am super excited just to see what everyone had to say and just refresh people's memories about all the gems that we've been dropping on our show.
Absolutely. So look, without further ado, we're going to go into gem dropper, certified gem dropper number one. My favorite attorney in the world, Sabine Franco.
See, y'all doing the thing. Now it's all about New York. See, absolutely. You always say it's about Atlanta. It's all about New
York
now.
Atlanta had a good run, but we had to bring some NY in the building, too.
See.
So shout out to Sabine Franco, and take a quick look at this gem that she's about to drop.
Hey, yo. Speed my rants and gems. Speed my rants and gems. Y'all can do it, we discover.
Okay, so people think lawyers are magicians, right? They have a problem that you're going to be able to give them the exact solution that they want. And what we're there to do is to diagnose your situation and give you the best solution that we could give you based upon where you are. So if you sort of mess things up and you come to me with a mess, it's very hard for us to, you know, get you to the place where you want 100%. We're always going to be able to give you a solution, right? But it may not be 100% what you envisioned in your mind. Mm. So just remember that when you're walking into an attorney-client relationship.
Got it.
And it's
that's
a relationship.
She's like, let's be clear, it's a relationship. You don't come tell me what to do.
Yeah.
We converse.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Let's do the tango.
And we figure it out.
That's a rant.
So what's your gem?
So my gem is that your legacy is much more than just your assets, right? So we talked about here today about, you know, how your children might, you know, get your assets and waste it and spend it or whomever you leave it to. But we can start building that legacy now by, you know, teaching them, educating them, you know, finding out if they actually do want your business or your assets. And if they don't, you could put something else in place where somebody can now sell that asset and put it into whatever it is that they are interested in. But this only happens with having conversations. Conversations about your hopes, your dreams, like what did you envision for them, you know, how you got to where you are. All those little stories, they do way more than like pointing a finger, right? You know what I'm saying? Like letting them into the process of how you got there, and that sort of can help them to see the vision going forward. And then when they do receive these assets, when they do receive, you know, whatever it is that you're leaving for them, now there's a deeper connection to it. You know what I mean? So I think that's something that everybody could do with $0, right? You know, leave these little, these investments into the next generation, whether it be your child or your niece and nephew, whoever it is. That's my
That's a good gem.
That's a great gem.
That was a great gem. Communication.
Yes, it's communication.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just, you can't assume that your heirs want to run your business.
Absolutely.
What if they don't want to?
Yeah.
And if they don't want to, what are you going to put in place? Do you want to gift it to an employee or someone mm-hmm. that really wants the business, and then make sure your family are shareholders of it so they're still getting the passive income? There's just so many options, right?
Look, I think it was a key thing. Not everybody wants to do what you're doing.
No. Right?
And then when they get it, they don't respect it.
Exactly.
So they'll fumble the bag, so
exactly.
to speak, right? And you see it. Me personally, being on the mortgage side, I've seen that time and time again where people inherit mm-hmm. real estate.
Oh, yeah.
And they just want to get rid of it. They want to sell
it. On
the
broker side, it's
the
same
they
thing.
Don't care.
There'll be historical homes or homes that could be a lot of value, or you'll let them know this is a legacy home. Legacy homes are homes that should stay in the family, but they're like, no, I want to get paid.
Absolutely. So that gem was communicate. Have those conversations with your family members, your heirs, about what your plans are, what you're going to leave to them, because a lot of people don't like to talk about death.
No, but
it's a very important conversation
that we
need to have. So shout out to Sabine Franco with that gem. Communication is key.
Okay, Sabine came with the big gem.
Absolutely, big gem. So let's go to the second gem, right? Rants and gems. We got nothing but certified gem droppers, okay?
Ooh.
So, all right, y'all. So look, the second certified gem dropper on today's show is our guy again, Patrick Henderson, certified gem dropper. He's here in ATL. He's building up the world. And he gave a lot of great information in episode 19 of the Rants and Gems. So let's take a look at this clip.
Hey, yo, speak my rants and gems. Speak my rants and gems. Yeah, I can do it, we discover.
I like how that started.
Jump off the porch with
you. Yeah, they watch HGTV, they watch all these builder home shows, and they think it's easy. And it is not. You can make some great money, but you can lose your shirt quickly. And it's a matter about making sure that you're educated from the standpoint to make sure you know what you're getting involved in. But everybody thinks they can do it until they get into it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, everybody thinks they can.
Man, right. That's a great rant.
Yeah.
What about your gym?
So my gym.
Your last gym of the day.
Yeah, my last gym of the day is lock arms with somebody who's done it before. And really don't be afraid to come underneath their tutelage. Because when I started, I went underneath somebody and I tried to learn as much as I can from them. And it doesn't have to be just one person, but it's a matter of getting with people that are doing what you're looking to do.
Right.
You know, get in the right circle, because guess what? Your network is your net worth, and it's so cliche,
Facts.
But it is so true.
Facts.
You know, so lock arms with somebody who is doing what you're wanting to do and learn as much as you can from them and be in the building. Because you want to be able to touch it, see it, feel it. That's one of my mottos. Touch it, see it, feel it. You know, that's going to really take you to another level.
Man, touch it, see it, feel it.
Not even that. Your network determines your network.
That is a fact.
And we hear that so often, but I can even say, just even in my own personal experience, being in the room, you forced me to be in the room a lot this year.
That's a lot.
And it's developed me personally. It's developed me when it comes financially, making different business decisions. You do want to be around a network of people, of like-minded people that can elevate you.
100% fact, right? We you're only as strong as your weakest link, in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if your weak link is a multimillionaire, then look, it's only up from there,
it's
right?
Only up.
It's only up. So if you only dealing with a certain type of crowd and being around certain people, and you're never the smartest person in the room,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I try to pride myself on, is that I want to be the complete dummy in the room.
Exactly.
Right? Because I want to learn from everybody in there, and that's only going to increase my intellectual property, which ultimately will increase my net worth at the end of the day.
That was a gem.
Yeah, that was a
big
gem.
He dropped some major gems, because a lot of us want to learn online.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to get in the field. You think you're just going to flip houses from the internet? You see what happened with
Zillow. Absolutely.
That's not a good
That's another story in itself. But right now, we're going to go to another certified gem dropper, another ATLian, our girl, Alexis Lee. We love Alexis Lee. She's a certified gem dropper. She's always dropping gems. So, but you guys take a look at this clip, because she gave us some real heat in this one.
Hey, yo, speak my rants and gems. Speak my rants and gems. Yeah, I can do it.
I've had $40,000 mistakes not doing things the right way. So I always tell people, do it the right way. It will save you money in the long term.
Mm. Mm.
And the gem, I would say, is execution. It's so important, right? It's not going to just fall in your lap and come to you. You are going to have to step out. You are not going to know all the answers, period. I don't always know all the answers. You're not going to know all the steps to take. But I promise you, if you take the first step, you will figure out the rest of it. Get as much education as you have and then step out and do it. Period. That's it. Man. That's what separates the great people from the people who don't accomplish anything.
Execution.
Execution is key.
Execution over excuses.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know what? Execution is major because a lot of times we'll sit on an idea trying to make it overly perfect. It's not this. It's not that. And you got to jump out the window. And even with us. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll say it 300 times.
Execution, Kiana.
You threw me in the water with no lifeboat.
That's a fact.
No life jacket, nothing. I didn't even know how to swim.
She damn sure did. and we're here now, right?
Look where we are.
Look where we started. Look where we're here because it's all about execution.
Absolutely.
We can't talk about it. We got to be about it.
Yeah.
You know, the best experience, teacher is always going to be experience at the end of the day. So no matter how many courses you take, YouTube University, if you binge watch every episode of Rants and Gems.
Oh, yeah. How about the Googlers of the world?
Yeah, the Googlers of the world. Like, you got to at some point say, you know what? Let me get off the couch. Let me get behind this desk.
And let's see what's going on.
And let me really go put my money where my mouth is and go to the next level.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Alexis Lee. With that gym.
Oh, this is another one.
We love ATL. ATL is representing on the Rants and Gems.
Let me tell you. So Justin Giles, he came through and dropped some gems.
Absolutely.
On episode 7 of Rants and Gems. And mm-hmm. another ATLian in the house. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. We're great. You know. And I'm looking for, I can tell you, I know he dropped some heat. I know that he brought a great gem. So let's hear what type of gem he dropped for us on this episode.
Hey, yo. Speak my Rants and Gems.
All these bandwagons about, oh, you need this particular software. And this is for real estate investing purposes. Like, you need to have this, like, it's really just put in the work. That's it. Like, if you guys take anything from me, just put in the work and go directly to the source. And if you do that, and you literally take the time to pick up the phone, to send an email, send text messages, I mean, you'll be super successful. Because at the end of the day, like I said, if you employ and do those work hours for yourself versus somebody else, and you hold yourself accountable, I mean, your income level is limitless. It's crazy.
Rolling up your sleeves.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I think so many of us we forget. Mm-hmm. Putting in the work is the work.
Yeah.
Not planning the work.
Not planning.
Not buying a fancy software.
Yeah.
Not making sure you have every gadget that they tell you that you should have to mm-hmm. be a certified investor.
Yeah.
Just actually go do the work.
Putting in your work, man. Technology can only get you so far.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, what Justin was saying is you got to actually roll up your sleeves and go outside and really, if you got to pick up a shovel and dig up some dirt or pick up a hammer and nail in some shit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You gotta do your job.
You gotta do your job.
And you gotta do whatever it takes because you want to ensure that you're successful.
It's your business.
It's your business. And I think some of these new apps are amazing, but every single one is not necessary. I think you gotta pick your poison, choose what works for you, don't jump on bandwagons, mm-hmm. and do the work.
Absolutely. So look, shout out to Justin Giles. Go watch that episode. Go follow him on IG because he's always dropping gems because he's a certified gem dropper. So our next certified gem dropper is a certified trapper. That's right, our boy, Wall Street Trapper, Mr. Trapper to you. All right, so here we go. Episode 15, we got Wall Street Trapper.
Hey, yo, speak my rants and gems. Speak my rants and gems. Y'all can do it, we discover.
It's one of the greatest asset vehicles, well-building vehicles of our life.
of our era, and it's not enough of us in it. That's a rant for me. That's why I do what I do every day, because it ain't enough of us. Like, I need everybody in here. I want to change the conversation. I want everybody to know, like, yo, I own stocks. Everybody to feel like that. I want the conversation us go from what's on Love and Hip Hop to, yo, these are the stocks I own. I want us to go from, no sidebar, but I want people to go from being in a shade room having 1,000 comments, 2,000 comments, to being on my page with 2,000 comments, or on anybody's page, or starting your own page on what stocks you buying. Like, I don't look at none of us as competition. You go start a page, trap. How can I build my page? Like, look, I did this, 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 and this. Yep. I'm going to help you. That's my rant. My gem is, man, that is a great tool to build wealth. Man, it looks respectfully. So good. It's so good.
He was like, I just gotta be honest with you. Yeah. Respectfully.
Respectfully. You stocks, know. Investing into yes. the market, REITs, yeah. whatever it is.
I think it was important for us to have this episode. Absolutely. Because although we all know stocks and real estate, like, it's not separate. Nope. They're a marriage.
Correct.
They work really well hand in hand.
Correct.
And I really feel like with this episode, he really talked about REITs and we were able to educate our people. And he, like he said, it's just a really great wealth building vehicle.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's for the REITs are for those folks who might not have a lot of money to buy a brick and mortar themselves. Correct. But they still want to invest in real estate. And Trapper in that episode broke it down like flawlessly mm-hmm. about the REITs, how to get in, et cetera, et cetera. So you guys definitely got to go check out that episode, because Trap, I mean, he dropped so many gems.
And he did.
He's right, man. It's a great wealth building tool. My portfolio is up. Shout out to my guys in the group chat. I appreciate y'all.
You see what I be talking about, though? Y'all see what I be saying?
Got a lot of group chat.
Don't worry about it.
Man. Shout out to the group chat.
When we do our group chats, y'all ain't invited either.
Look, I'm telling y'all, shout out to Trapper. Shout out to EYL. Invest in some stocks, some options. You know, do your due diligence. Get some REITs. You know, it's about diversity.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just real estate. It's real estate and stocks. Absolutely. And life insurance.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Insurance, et cetera, et cetera.
It's everything.
Let's go to our next certified gym driver.
Oh, here we go.
Is the one and only Beyond Wynn. Like, we know my man Beyond did not come to play in episode 14.
I can't wait to remember his gym because he dropped so many.
So many gyms.
Let's see what he has coming up next.
Let's go.
Hey, yo. Speed my rants and gyms. Speed my rants and gyms. Y'all can do it, we discover.
Pay attention to the signs. Like, don't override the signs. Like, pay attention to the signs. Like, we got great at overriding the signs. Like, in all of our relationships, like, we just great at overriding the signs and just gonna make it be what we wanted to be. And then we talk about my heart broke. Like, you overrode all of the signs. Like, pay attention to the signs. Don't override the signs.
I like that. And what's your gem? What's your final gem?
The gem is find or create the recipe that works great for your life and put it on repeat.
That's not a gem. I don't know what is. You know, it's like we always say, there's more than one way to build generational wealth. There's more than one way to invest. And I think we get so caught up looking at what other people do,
yeah,
not recognizing that your sauce, what works for you, may be what you want to repeatedly do.
Absolutely.
So that way you can continue to build wealth and continue to use real estate as an asset building vehicle.
Like you said, find whatever works for you.
Yes.
Everybody has a different recipe. You can have a table full of macaroni and cheese, and all of them would taste different.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like
different
recipes.
The same. And they all can be good. All 10 of them can
absolutely
be good. Right? So find your own recipe, stick with it, and repeat.
And repeat.
It's not rocket science.
I think, and we get caught up in that. A lot of us see something else, and we're like, oh, wow, I want to do what they're doing, not recognizing if you're winning in doing what you're doing in your lane, stay there.
Stay there.
Rinse and repeat.
And keep it going.
And keep going.
We got another gem.
Oh, okay.
From
Pam.
The queen,
yes.
Pam Brown Courtney. Like I said, guys, episode 12 was a great episode. Make sure you guys go check it out. But here's a snippet from that episode with a certified gem dropper, Pam Brown Courtney.
Hey, yo, speed my rants and gems. Speed my rants and gems. Yeah, I can do it. We discover.
The horrible rant for me is when I go out of my way and I have a person who really needs a place to stay, and I go out of my way and make it work for them. And I go out of my way to make it work for them. And they leave in the middle of the night and don't pay or tear up my property. Mm. And see, y'all weren't supposed to make me cry. That breaks my heart. Because you have to understand, you make it harder for the next person. So
right
now when it's time for me to help the next person, I'm like, I got this husband over here. His heart ain't like mine. My husband say, I'm only here to take care of you. All this Jesus and stuff you got, that ain't for me. I'm a husband, and I get in the kingdom by being a good husband. If I take care of my wife, I'm good. It breaks my heart because I gave you a chance. I worked with you, and all you have to do is let me know you're having a hard time, and I work with you. So when that occurs, it sets us back as a people, because then the next person that come, they like, I just did that for Ray Ray, and they took my stuff. I just did that for Lil Earl. I don't want to do that. So that's the one that's the rant. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
So what's your gem?
My gem? The gem for me is, I remember hearing people say, you know what? You know, people say, give a man a fish. Give a man a fish.
They eat for the day.
You eat for the day. You teach a man to fish. You feed him for a lifetime. Mm-mm. I say you give a man a fish. You what? Feed him for what?
Feed him for the day. Uh-huh.
You teach a man to fish. You what?
Feed him for a lifetime.
You teach a man how to own the whole pond. You feed him for generations to come. Own the whole pond.
Mm.
Own all 51. Own the pond.
Mm.
Own the pond. Teach him how to own the pond.
You that saw her it face?
And she meant that.
She ain't playing around.
Let me tell you, what I loved about that episode with Pam, it was so honest.
Mm-hmm.
But we always hear that, like, you know, teach a man to fish. But you never hear, like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Why can't I own the pond?
That's a fact.
Why aren't we thinking about owning the entire thing?
Yeah.
Why do we limit ourselves?
Well, we got to think big. In our community, we're constantly thinking small.
Yes.
We constantly think in doubt.
Yes.
And, you know, that's one of the things, like she said, with Rants and Gems, that's why I love this show, is because we're teaching people how to own the whole damn thing.
The entire thing.
To be able to feed their family for generations, not just for this one lifetime.
Agreed.
So Pam dropped a major gem, and I think that is perfect for what we're doing also.
Yes.
Here at Rants and Gems, is we want y'all to own the whole damn thing.
Please.
Yeah.
Take all these gems, listen to all these episodes, and start executing and applying this information so you can be great as well.
Absolutely. There you have it.
That was a great one. I can't wait to see who's
I love
next. I'm getting excited.
Yeah, this is dope.
I'm just remembering, you know.
Look, that was a great episode.
A wonderful episode.
All right, so look, this next gem is coming from our guy, the mayor of Houston, Chris Senegal, episode 24 of the Rants and Gems show. This guy really broke it all down. He dropped so many gems throughout this episode, but we're going to highlight this very important gem on this clip.
Hey, yo, speed my rants and gems. Speed my rants and gems. Yeah, I can do it, we discover.
Everybody doesn't have to do the same thing. I want to see more of us in every other area of real estate. So we got the mortgage, we got the brokerage side, listing, mm-hmm. We need more appraisers. We need more inspectors.
Absolutely.
We need people doing everything.
More contractors.
More contractors, more title company owners. I want all y'all to look at all these different lanes. And don't even think about like being an appraiser or an inspector as a bad thing, because your goal isn't to be the person doing the work. Your goal is to be a business owner.
Correct.
And hire a bunch of appraisers and inspectors. Let's build some of that too.
Correct.
That's the deficit that we all have.
I mean, we was having this conversation earlier.
We were, yeah.
Right? About people want to get in real estate, but they always think you got to be the flipper, the mm-hmm. landlord, the developer. Mm-hmm. No, you can be transactional, mm-hmm. right? Start off doing transactions, learning the game, building up your income, and lead to that. So I think that's a perfect rant.
Yeah, yeah. I think the gym is going to be what we've been talking about all day. Don't be afraid to go after something where you bring the opportunity to the table, and just focus on going out to find the other people that have the other key components that you need to get that deal done. Don't try to figure out all out yourself, and be humble. Don't get in a room with people that could possibly help you and act like you got it all together.
Oh yeah.
You know, because they're gonna look at you like, oh, all right, buddy, let me know when it's done. You know,
yeah.
In the real world, you should say, this is where I have problems. I look up to you. This is maybe I would wonder if there's something I can do to get you on the team to make this a win-win situation so that we can close this deal together.
Facts. Humility.
Humility. Right.
Man, that's very important, right? Too many people out here trying to really fake it till they make it and have no clue what the hell they're doing.
Agreed.
Not scared to ask for help, and they'd rather make mistakes and fucking blow their budgets, you know what I'm saying?
Over and over.
Over and over, instead of just tapping somebody else in who has more experience. So I thought that was very important.
It's very important. At the end of the day, it takes a humble spirit to understand that you don't know everything.
Yeah.
You're never going to know everything, but you have to be willing to learn, willing to ask,
mm-hmm.
pay for the course, listen to the podcast,
mm-hmm.
you know, attend the event. Sometimes it's just showing up for yourself so you that way you can learn to be a better person, be
Absolutely.
A better investor, be a better everything.
Absolutely. And look, you need help, right? No one's going to win championships alone.
Never.
And you need a team.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need a coach.
Yeah.
You know, so a mentor is not bad to have.
It's not. It's,
you know?
It's actually a wonderful thing.
No, it's great. And Chris is the mayor of Houston. He
yes.
knows what the hell he's talking about. Episode 24, he broke it all down for you guys. So
yes.
make sure you check that episode out, because he's a certified gym dropper.
Next up, we have the man with the plan, Mr. Multifamily himself, Julian Gordon. He is a certified gym dropper. And on this episode, he's going to talk to you guys about his gym, about understanding your expenses. You don't want to miss this gym. He's all about knowing your numbers and investing smart. Make sure you guys tune in. Let's listen to that clip right now.
Hey, yo. Speed my rants and gems. Speed my rants and gems.
First and foremost, the reason I do real estate is my identity. I'm a child of God first, right? And after that, then I'm a real estate investor, then I'm a real estate educator, then I'm a real estate developer. And people wonder how those two things come together, and it's because God's first gift to man before life was actually land.
Mm. Mm.
God's first gift to man before life was land. The environment was created for us. The land was here before we were actually created. Mm-hmm. So there must be something sacred about this land that we now get to inhabit and take advantage of and use for our own livelihood. So for me, that is really key. So this is actually spiritual work for me at the end of the day. And then a gem would be for my single family buyers. You got to be very careful, okay? Because a mortgage officer or your disclosures, they're going to give you principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. But what they're not telling you is that you still need to save money for CapEx, repair reserve, and vacancy rate.
Facts.
So you're looking at this small little mortgage payment like, oh, that's less than I'm paying for rent. But if you're not careful, when you add in private mortgage insurance and maintenance on top of that, you can actually be spending more money for the same square footage than somebody who's renting across the street.
Damn.
I love that, Jim. One thing about Julian is he really understands the numbers,
mm-hmm.
and at least he's an honest investor. See, we have so many people say, oh, you can buy you a house with 3.5% down.
Yeah.
That's not it, though.
Yeah, it's
That's
not it.
That's never it.
Yeah.
And to break it down to someone so they understand what they're fully getting into, yes, we love real estate. Yes, we know this is the greatest wealth-building vehicle, but mm-hmm. we also need to understand the numbers.
Absolutely.
He's a numbers guy. That's a gem.
It's all about the numbers, right? And
yes.
expenses is a really important part
Absolutely.
Of factoring out if a property is a good investment or a bad investment. And most people are buying any house nowadays, whether it's a multifamily or even a single family. A lot of people are not taking it to consideration, you know, PMI. They're not taking into consideration capital expenses, saving for reserves, you know, all these things.
Yeah, because you are now the landlord.
See, yeah.
You are the lord of your land once you purchase the property. So you're no longer, you have no one to call but yourself.
Yeah.
Have enough contingency plan to pay for those repairs. Have enough put aside for just ongoing maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to start educating our people on is we're not used to owning assets. So you don't understand that you got to get the gutters cleaned out.
Yeah.
They're not getting the chimney sweep. You know why? Because they're not budging for that because no one educated them on home maintenance.
Absolutely.
That's so important.
Nah, very important, man. So shout out to Julian Gordon, the whole multifamily movement. Make sure you check out his episode. It was phenomenal. So many gems in that episode, but that was one of the most important ones, all right? Know your expenses.
Absolutely. And execute.
And execute.
Yes.
All right, guys. So look, this was a great, incredible year. This was an amazing episode because we got to go through some of our favorite gems that's happened in season one of our show. So it's been incredible. It's New Year's. We feeling festive. We got the wine.
We still
got the Christmas tree up. You know, we take a little while to take the Christmas tree down in our households.
Always,
you understand what I'm saying?
It's a celebration.
But it's okay.
It's a celebration.
We're celebrating.
We're dropping gems.
That's a fact.
And you know, one thing I love about the Rants and Gems show, the rants are meant to educate people on the hardships, but the gems, the gems are meant to help them execute and understand what they're getting into. And
absolutely.
So these gems that we dropped today, woo.
Look.
You know what? Shout out to us.
Shout out to us.
I want
to
thank us.
I want to thank us, too. All right? Certified gem droppers in the house. All right? And we drop gems all the time. And it's so wonderful to be able to have a platform where we can bring other like-minded folks on. And they can drop their gems, their intellectual property, and help our community. Because, look, me and Kiana, every guest that comes on the show, 2022, we got our foot on the gas and we are not letting up. I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
Y'all just need to get ready. You gotta get ready for everything new. Just think everything new, bigger, greater, more excellence, more execution.
More execution.
More guests.
No excuses.
You know, okay. We're getting outside of Wakanda.
We're getting outside of Wakanda
getting outside
in 2022. And we're getting outside of New York.
We're hitting different cities.
Look, there's going to be a tour coming up in 2022. We buying more real estate in 2022. We don't care if the market crash or not.
Okay? I'm getting my real estate.
We buying some more doors.
Commercial.
All right? And there's so much happening on the Rants and Gems show, so you guys stay tuned. We're going to continue to bring you guys some of the best investors, best stories that's out there, all dedicated to investing in real estate, buying homes, and helping you guys achieve your real estate goals. So 2022, man,
First, we never took the foot off the gas.
No, we're not taking it off.
We're just pressing it a little harder. We're going to press it just a little bit harder, and we're going to make sure you guys get plenty of value.
Mm-hmm.
Tune into the Rants and Gems show every single Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Do us a favor. Catch up. Because by the time we hit 2022, this information, you would have already had to know this.
Absolutely.
To keep up with this next level information we're dropping in 2022.
So look,
catch up on old episodes.
Catch up. It's the holiday season. New Year's is right around the corner. Drink responsibly. You know, speaking of drink, we got to do a little toast. Shout out to us and Rants and Gems and our whole staff. All right? So you guys, Happy New Year. Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible.
Always.
Don't play yourself. Binge watch every episode of Rants and Gems. Take your notes.
And like, comment, and share.
And subscribe and rate us 5-star on all podcast audio outlets. Don't play with us. Let's go. Happy New Year.
Happy
everyone.
New Year.
Hey, yo. Speed my Rants and Gems. Speed my Rants and Gems. Gems. Yeah, I can do it. We discover. Peace to all the kings and the queens. Word the mother lie. Speed my Rants and Gems. Be my Rants and Gems. Gems. Yeah, I can do it, we discover. Peace to all the kings and the queens, word to mother like.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.